Welcome to the Search Storage UK FAQ podcast on thin provisioning. My name is Anthony Adshead, UK Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Tony Locke. Tony is Programme Director for Analyst Group Freeform Dynamics. There will be four questions in today's FAQ. The first question is, can you explain thin provisioning as simply as possible?
Explaining thin provisioning as simply as possible has some merit. It's also quite difficult to do because the terminology is now used to describe a number of similar but slightly different solutions. Essentially, thin provisioning is all about allocating space to storage systems as and when the systems actually need to consume the space. In traditional IT systems, when the platform's set up at the beginning, essentially all of the space is allocated then. And so you might start off with a platform that's only going to consume a few gigabytes, perhaps a few hundred gigabytes of storage. But because of the uncertainties of the future and the difficulties in the past in actually changing storage systems once you'd set them up, you might have to physically allocate a lot more storage to that system, perhaps two, three, even five times as much as you think is going to be consumed at the beginning. So thin provisioning is essentially just-in-time provisioning. It's a way of making sure that there's storage available as and when you need to consume it, instead of saying that here's a whole big chunk of it now and forevermore.
The second question is, what are the advantages of thin provisioning?
The perceived advantages of thin provisioning essentially all centre on cost. The idea that you can just buy storage when you need to use it is very appealing, particularly in the current economic climate where obviously purse strings are quite tightly controlled. As I said, in the past, the traditional way of implementing storage systems was essentially to buy the entire amount that you thought a platform was ever going to need on day one and make it available on day one, with the result that obviously for quite a lot of the time that storage sits empty. Potentially it might sit empty forevermore, because once it's allocated to a particular application, nothing else can get in and use that otherwise free space. So the idea of thin provisioning is all centered around that idea of basically just buying the storage as and when you need to use it. So buy less storage capacity on day one. If your system grows, then on month five, month 10, year three, buy more storage as you get close to using everything that's available. The other big thing around thin provisioning is the idea that you can couple together multiple different servers or application systems and have them all using a common pool of storage so that they can essentially share the disk space that you have available. And again, the only use of that system is made when the applications physically write data to it, rather than having everything eaten on day one, even if it's empty thereafter. So it comes down to money. There are some other peripheral benefits to this, particularly along the green side. Clearly, if you have disk space that's allocated but not being used, you've got physical disks in there somewhere that are spinning around running. So consuming energy costs you money, potentially generating excess heat that needs to be chilled and cooled in the computer room or wherever you have these things hidden away. And again, that costs money. Beyond that, there's the whole issue of actually managing storage over time. And that's the real big killer in terms of cost, although often unmeasured cost. The administration of traditional file systems, particularly when you want to add capacity to them after they've been built at the beginning, wasn't easy in the past. It's got simpler in recent years, but again, one of the factors of thin provisioning is the idea that they can make the overall daily administration or routine administration much simpler and hence more cost effective for organizations to carry out. And another sort of side benefit there is that having that simpler administration hopefully limits any potential human error that might creep into a system as changes are made. And as we all know, changing things is really what causes most service interruption these days.
The third question is, in what kind of scenarios does thin provisioning make sense?
This is really an interesting question. Thin provisioning certainly doesn't fit everywhere. But the scenarios where it does make sense are potentially the one that I mentioned earlier, where you have many different applications or servers trying to share a physical pool of storage together, where they can grow from a single free pool rather than each having to have its allocated storage physically available to it and only it from day one. So the idea that you've got multiple systems sharing storage is one scenario where they fit very well. Others are areas where you have applications that it is relatively straightforward to predict the growth of them, so that you know every N months you're going to need to buy more storage and make it available for them, so that you can avoid that day one capital cost impact of having to buy everything for the next year, 2, 5 years ahead. Beyond that, I know some people who actually take the opposing view, where they think that when you have applications where it's difficult to forecast the usage, that that's a scenario where thin provisioning makes sense, again because of that ability to grow quite quickly. But the problem there is that you very much have to keep an eye on the systems to make sure that you do have the capacity available as and when the systems need it. And clearly, in scenarios where it's difficult to forecast in advance, that could lead you into problems unless you've got enough spare capacity available to meet any sort of contingency. Clearly, positions where cash might be tight on day one is another area where this could have some applicability, but again, only if the application profile actually fit the usage model for thin provisioning anyway.
Fourth question is, what are the potential pitfalls of thin provisioning?
This is really a very interesting question. There are some areas where, as I said earlier, thin provisioning really doesn't fit. And if we start at the top, the most obvious technological area where there might be some things that need to be considered before using thin provisioning are systems where either the applications themselves or the file systems on which those applications sit basically are not good in a thin provisioning scenario. There are certainly some file systems and applications that once you allocate space to that system, it goes into the system and basically puts its metadata everywhere where it thinks it's going to have storage. So essentially then, if you say to it, well, we're going to allocate to you 5 gigabytes of storage, it basically wants to go out and physically claim all 5 gigabytes immediately, rather than just sitting down and using it and writing data to the disks as and when required. So clearly scenarios where that's likely to happen don't fit well to thin provisioning, because essentially you still end up with a lot of dead space in there that you can't use for other systems. So that's perhaps technically the area that's the least deserving of use for thin provisioning systems. Beyond that, it really comes down to a couple of areas. One, which not many organizations actually think of, is the whole way in which the storage budget is actually allocated. Now, in most organizations today, budgets are really allocated on day one for projects. It's very difficult to get allowances made in budgets for ongoing costs. They're assumed to be part of the overall overhead of IT itself. So if you have a project today and you're saying, well, okay, on day one, we think it's only going to consume 3 gigabytes or 3 terabytes, depends on the scale that you're looking at, then we're only going to buy 3 terabytes of storage, that's fine. But if you're using a thin provisioning system and you know that the system is going to grow, then clearly you need to make sure that there are budgetary allocations in place to cater for the additional expenditure when you need to buy new storage to add to the thin provisioning system. That's something that most organizations today struggle with, frankly, because, as I said, most IT capital budgets are very much focused around projects and project initiation. Putting in budget capacity for growth over time is something that most organizations have yet to get to grips with. Now, there's clearly some other issues that might need to be addressed, one of which is that area where I said maybe you've got a sudden demand for storage all coming in at once from perhaps multiple applications. If you physically cannot add additional storage to the platform in time, you're going to run out of space. And in scenarios where you're using a thin provisioning system with multiple applications, sharing that pool of storage, potentially you could have all of those applications becoming unavailable through lack of disk storage. That's something that obviously puts a large onus on the monitoring and management of these platforms. Really close monitoring has to take place on these systems, which in turn, of course, means that the supplier of the disk systems that sit inside the thin provision storage need to be able to react quickly enough for you to be able to get hold of new storage as and when you need it. And as I said, clearly you need to have the budget processes in place to make sure you can buy the stuff when you need it. There are some other areas where perhaps thin provisioning may not be suitable. Particularly here I'm thinking of very high performance storage systems where the millisecond response times are really vital. That is likely not to be a good candidate for such systems. And beyond that, it comes down to that monitoring. You know, do you want to have all of your eggs in one basket? Because like a big server, a sort of consolidated server system or a mainframe, when you've got lots of applications all sharing this single pool of storage, if it runs out of space, then it's not one application you use, potentially it's all of them.